Court staff, judges, and attorneys are finding ways to adapt while also reverting to a few old routines in place before development of the internet. Angie Kemp is the district attorney, or the state's top prosecutor, for Juneau and Sitka.
We've walked back a lot of the strides that we made to adapt to COVID, going back to the more traditional way of doing things.
Such as physically carrying documents down to the clerk's office in the basement of the Juneau courthouse, or dusting the cobwebs off of a fax machine to send documents to other attorneys and judges in the region.
One of the interesting aspects about this is fax were becoming kind of antiquated technology, and so I think the court system was sort of cycling those out, fax machines out. I know from speaking to some of their IT folks that they've had to scramble a bit to get those things back in place.
The state's relatively new electronic filing system is shut down, which has caused problems with attorneys and local police departments statewide. The cyber attack discovered April 29th effectively disabled that and other Alaska court system functions accessible through the internet. The connection has been severed, so a cybersecurity contractor can eliminate any malware and prevent further breaches. In addition to electronic filing, the CourtView case tracking system used to check someone's history in state courts is also disconnected. No more online payments for bail and fees. The disruption also shut down communication with clerks, judges, or their staff by court system email. Court staff were communicating with alternative Gmail accounts or messaging services. Court calendars initially were inaccessible, though some courthouses posted calendars on dedicated Facebook pages. Now they're going to a new, separate web page. Kemp says they've returned to physically transporting defendants from jail to the courthouse. And to keep many cases moving, judges are holding more teleconferenced hearings. During the pandemic, the court shifted to video conferenced court hearings. That's not possible right now. Same for live streaming hearings through YouTube. Robert Henderson is Assistant Professor of Legal Studies at the University of Alaska Anchorage's Justice Center.
One of the things that I think the court system is doing relatively well is it started to shift in using technology well to accommodate the pandemic with the cyber attack. That's really impacted their ability to do that.
For example, someone's credibility is easier to determine during video conferenced testimony.
We humans, we routinely communicate through nonverbal cues, both in emphasis and, you know, manner and delivery and the like. And video conferencing allows the trier of fact, meaning the judge, allows the judge to assess credibility in a way that he or she can't do that on a telephone, at least not as well.
Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Joel Bolger says malware infected a half a dozen computers. Some operated essential online services during the pandemic, like email filing and video conferencing.
Not being able to do those things for a few days, I'm sure, has disrupted our operations a little bit and has been an inconvenience to our customers.
The court system's email came back online Tuesday. Bolger says other online services will be restored individually over the next several days.
Right now, we're just trying to assess the extent of the damage and see if we can reopen safely.
Bolger says they did not receive a message or ransom demand from someone claiming to launch the attack, and they don't know the motive, but state and federal law enforcement authorities have been notified. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.